and the quarterback to be able to put that ball in there and hold it in there longer. That's why they're doing it.
It's just sometimes you see them a little bit further back, but here's very tight. Now looking to throw, rolling to the right to Stoffel. He'll fire. He's got his man complete. Far sideline to the 30 and run out of bounds near the 28-yard line. Grabbing that pass was Alex Stepke for Mozenim. And that will be a pickup of 11 yards and a first down. Very well designed.
They're getting stuff on the edge, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Their passes are on the edge, and when they pass it on the edge, and he gets to the outside, or they get the receiver to the outside, there's some room to run.
Tayshawn Williams got that tackle for Wausau East, but now first and 10 from the Lumberjack 30 for Mozenim. Three receivers left, one to the right. Treve Stoffel starts the count. Stoffel takes the snap. Fake handoff. Treve keeps it himself. Breaks the tackle. Kicks it to the right-hand side. Right behind one of his blockers. Gets to the far sideline and falls forward close to the 20-yard line. He was very patient.
How does he get 10 yards on that?
He was actually right almost into the jersey of his lineman, almost hiding from the defender for a moment, then able to fall forward and pick up 10 yards and another first down.
He just goes really monotonous that it's he goes and it's two, and then it's four, and then it's eight, and then it's a 10-yard run.
He doesn't panic at all, does he?
No.
And I guess with all the experience he has, it's not surprising. 106 yards rushing on 12 carries now for the Mozenim senior quarterback. But now first and 10, Mozenim at the Wausau East 19-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right. Treve Stoffel, again, starts the count, takes the snap, looks to throw. There's a lob into the right corner of the end zone, but not able to get there was the intended receiver, Mitchell Micklegg, and it's incomplete.
If I was Easton, they probably, that's a best-case scenario there. One-on-one, throw the ball, keep him in the pocket, and make him have to make that perfect throw in that situation. That's kind of what you want, I think, from East defense.
8 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. Mozenim 13, Wausau East 7, but a second down and 10 in the red zone. Ball at the Wausau East 19-yard line. There's the snap. It is a handoff. Spinning forward, breaking a tackler, and getting some positive yardage is Carter Fondre. And he, again, he's had a pretty nice night. Picks up about 5 yards before Aiden Kildee brings him down.
And he's a big load, too. He's 5'10", maybe, but he's 200 pounds. He's built. Yeah. He's getting those tough yards in there to get that to be third and five and to set basically anything that they want to do in third and five, they can do right now.
After starting with a 4-yard loss on his first carry, he is now up to 27 yards on 5 carries overall. So, again, 31 yards on his last 4 carries. There's the snap. Looking to throw on third down. Lob to the end zone. It's going up, and it is grabbed in the end zone by Mitchell Micklegg for a touchdown. Boy, he went up there, grabbed it at its highest point. Not bad defense, but a terrific play by Mitchell Micklegg. And that makes it 19-7. Mozenim with the lead. 14-yard touchdown connection from Treve Stoffel.
They had two guys come over. They had the guy that was on him, and then they had the safety come over. And great throw and an even better catch.
Interesting. That was basically similar play that they had on first down.
Except for it was closer, and they kind of rolled them out a little bit too, so they gave them a little more time.
There you go. So now with the 12-point game, it looks like Mozenim will go for the 2-point conversion, try to make it a 14-point game. So they will keep the offense out on the field. They'll start with the football on the left-hand hash for this PAT, 2-point conversion. Three receivers right, one to the left. Treve Stoffel takes the snap. It's a quarterback run, right-hand side, and easily into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. So it's 7:58 to go in the third quarter. Mozenim has extended their lead to 21-7. We will have the kickoff coming up in 30 seconds. This is Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
three touchdowns for Mozanie and three touchdown passes for Mozanie. I don't think that probably is the usual for this very good run team, but they've had good. Talk about Paul Davinsky. He had some great pass teams at Mozanie for many years, but this version of the Mozanie squad, a lot of running touchdowns, but this tonight, a lot of passing touchdowns. Kickoff, another squib kick taken at about the 20, up to the 25, to the 30, and then stacked up just beyond the 30-yard line for Wausau East, as bringing that in for the Lumberjacks was Edmund Woods, and now a rather significant series coming up for Wausau East.
And you don't want to panic. You want to get a first down or two and make a drive and just flip the field position. Hopefully get a special teams if you have to punt. That first down.
You can't take a shortcut, can you?
No.
It's never a shortcut. Just have to be methodical and execute on every play. Looking to throw is Klein. Quick pass, grab by Meverden. Meverden breaks a tackle at the 35. Trying to kick it outside. Breaks a tackle to the 40. And Caden Meverden is out of bounds beyond the 40-yard line. Again, a very safe pass, but get into the hands of a dangerous runner after the catch. And that will be a pickup of 13 yards, and the sticks are moved.
A quick pass, like you said. Give it to your playmaker in space and let him do some things. He made two or three guys miss real nice, and now you got a first down. Now you can kind of open things up.
And it helps your offensive line. Give them that the chance to pop them. And yeah, exactly right. So first and 10 East now from the 43. Four receiver set. Klein, again, another quick pass, a bobble, and able to bring it in, though, is Meverden. He'll be marked up to the 46-yard line. Not a big play, but... Hey, second and seven is much better than second and ten, right?
And seven from the 46.
Yeah. Hey, again, what, positive
something?
Yards. No, I don't know what the ref was. He was talking to him. I don't know what.
You're always keeping an eye on those.
Well,
refs.
No, it was just slowing the play down. It was slowing the tempo of the game.
Three catches, 22 yards now for Caden Meverden. Second and seven from the 46-yard line in Lumberjack territory. Handoff, opening right-hand side stall, 45 to the 50, and he is hit hard at the 45-yard line. Stoffel throws that body around, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean that.
It's getting close, isn't it?
It's getting close. I don't like. I'm not a fan of that.
The line is being developed here.
So yes.
9-yard pickup though. Stall, good blocking on the right-hand side of the front.
And the hole was wide open. You can see it's right in front of us. Really nice to watch it right here. And it opened up, and he hit it nicely.
So now, East back-to-back first downs. Ball in Mozanie territory at the 45-yard line. There's the snap. Low snap. Good grab. Hand off to Ian Stahl. He'll break a tackle. Keeps the feet moving to the 40 and ties forward to the 39. He was hit right at the line of scrimmage by Xander Deininger again. But, boy, what quick footwork that Ian Stahl has.
You know, that gives me goosebumps because he just got hit before that. Give him the ball back. Let's go and let's go get. And then he was stopped behind the line of scrimmage, and he made that out of himself to get 6 yards.
Second and four now at the Mozanie 39. Pistol formation. There's the snap. Handoff again. Breaking a tackle. Keeping the feet and then diving forward. Maximizing a short gain was Ian Stahl. Makes it about a third down and two. There was not a lot there, but he's able to get as much as possible. And ball to the 42. And again, there's that kid Deininger again.
Yeah, he's been all over the place. The first series and now this again. He's getting in there and making a play, stepping up there. With a couple guys out and doing things for him defensively. East is in this is a good situation here, third and three. Everything's open.
5 minutes even to go in the quarter. Oh, no, a little swing over. Ian Stahl has the first down. It wasn't the prettiest play. Under center that time was Xander Klein, and it almost like a little double clutch, but he got it over to Ian Stahl, and he got the first down after a pickup of five.
Yeah, that would be the understatement. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good in a situation there where he kind of bobbled the ball at the snap again, and it looked like it maybe should have been an option right away or a pitch right away, and they just couldn't get to him. And then by that time, the defensive end kind of got there, and he had to throw it over his head a little bit. Caden Meverden made a good block out here to spring him.
Very rare that we see the first tack that bring down Stahl. I mean, it's really been consistent here tonight. Oh, a little slip as trying to go in motion is Meverden, but now keeping it is Xander Klein. He rolls to the left, looking the way he wanted to pitch it, but just holds on to it. And It looked like maybe the timing may have been thrown off with Meverden slipping, but it never again looked right on that option to the left-hand side, and it'll be a loss of three.
Yeah, they just, you know, when you run the option, it's because you feel like you can't keep on blocking on a consistent basis, and that right now you can see it. They're just not getting those blocks consistently to spring him open.
All that said, I think he made the smart play by not trying to pitch it late.
No, great play. Great smart play.
That's to add to what you were saying. There's a quick pass and not able to bring it in at the 30-yard line right between the hash marks was Caden Meverden. And that will be third down and very long.
And they started sinking those cornerbacks and outside linebackers up defensively now on that and trying to take that away. Again, this is the situation you don't want to be in, third and long. And I saw that they brought in a couple guys, defensive ends, fresh guys in there, and to come off the edge.
3 minutes and 28 seconds to go in the third quarter, 21-7. Mosinee with the lead. Third and 13 for East at the Mosinee 35-yard line. Five receiver set. Klein is going to be rushed. He gets it off. It's tipped. It is intercepted. Klein was hit. He tried to throw it over the middle, and Carter Fondre was able to tip it up and then control it before it hit the ground. Interception at about the 23-yard line.
And Xander Klein took another hit. Right now, they're just coming off the edge way too hard. They have to get him protected because they're just coming off, and they're speed rushing him on the outside, and every time they're coming in there, and he's got no time.
And that shows the key of having some depth. As you mentioned, you saw a couple of fresh players come in there. I mean, that's a huge advantage when you have a little bit of depth that you're able to rotate in a situation like that.
Yes, it's huge. And on the flip side, remember, we talked before the game is, and I don't know who these guys are. I do know that when we watched them the first time, they had two starters in there that are different. They're not in the game tonight. And when you have two guys, I don't care what level you're at, when you have two guys that are not the starters in there, it's going to take time.
Good news is Xander Klein is back to his feet. He will jog off under his own power. And now with 3:22 to go in the third, Mosinee will take possession, first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. Thanks to our sponsors, including Grand Avenue Artifactory, also Lopno Sports Bar, Compass Properties, and The Mill Yard for their support of bringing you Wausau East High School football. And the Lumberjacks back in action a week from tomorrow, next Friday night at Tom Field. They will take on those Medford Raiders who come off a big win against Lakeland tonight. Medford at East next Friday night, and you'll be able to catch the game here on 98.9 WXCO. Two receivers right, one to the left. Treve Stoffel takes the snap. Fake handoff. He'll keep it himself. Finds a seam 25 to the 30. Kicks it left to the 35. Keeps his feet to the 40. And finally brought down at the 41-yard line. A pickup of 18 yards and a first down.
That was one of the first times tonight. Usually they fake it to the left and he goes to the right. That time they faked it to the right and he went to the left. And he just followed his blockers down the left side. And it was pretty wide open.
13 carries, 124 yards for Treve Stoffel tonight. In addition, he has 78 yards passing, including three touchdowns, and he has an interception on the defensive side. First and 10 from their own 40 for Mosinee. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Clock continues to run. Treve Stoffel takes the snap. It's a sweep to the right-hand side, trying to turn the corner. 40 to the 45. Now towards the far sideline, up to the 49-yard line is Jarek Seeger. A wing sweep to the right-hand side, and Seeger picks up 9 yards on first down.
And when they can do it up the middle and they can do a sweep to the other way without Stoffel getting the ball, it just opens things up for Mosinee and their play calling. And you can kind of just feel that there's going to be a busted assignment here sooner or later because they keep on doing those kinds of things.
And now they have so many options, second Correct. And one from their own 49-yard line, right in the middle of the field, second and short. This is a play caller's dream scenario. They have three receivers on the left-hand side, one to the right. There's the snap. It is a fake handoff, and getting hit in the backfield was Treve Stoffel. It's pinching in quickly with Aiden Kildee with the stop, and that will be a loss of a yard and a half.
Kildee was not fooled on that one whatsoever, and Stoffel slipped, but it was actually probably a good move on his part that he did slip.
He saw stars coming towards him, I think. He said, I'm going backwards here. I'm not going to meet him in the hole. I'm going to go backwards here.
Yes.
That's exactly what he did. So now third down and two. Big defensive play here for Wausau East late in the third quarter. Trying to get the football back. Treve Stoffel, handoff up the middle. Fondre finds a seam again beyond the 50. Falls forward to about the 47-yard line. Straight ahead football. Easy 5 yards and a first down.
And you got to tip your hat to Mosney's line. They really are doing a good job of running their offense and getting off the ball and getting that push. That fullback was running hard, but they had good push from the offensive line.
Nope, exactly right. So now, first, another set of downs here for Mosney as we get to the final minute of the third quarter. Again, Treve Stoffel. There's the snap. Looking to throw. He'll fire it. A slant, and it'll be complete. Oh, the ball is knocked away and will be an incomplete pass. Yes, it will. Looking for a moment, it was brought in, but then it came loose. Did not have possession. Incomplete pass in second down. What do you think?
That was an incomplete pass.
Okay. Refs are always right.
Refs are always right.
That's what I hear from you all the time.
Something like that. they again, he put that ball right. The only place where his guy, that was good coverage. And nice play.
So now second and 10 for the Mosney offense at the Lumberjack 47. Two receivers left, two to the right. Having a quick word with his setback is Treve Stoffel. Now starts the count and takes the snap. It's a quarterback run, right-hand side. Cuts it back 45 to the 40 and falls forward to the 35-yard line. That will be a gain of a dozen yards and another Mosney first down.
I know they've done that play about three or four times, and where he takes his time to get that percentage to get outside. He sits there, waits it, lets the block set up, and then he explodes, and he's not getting touched until it's 6 or 8 yards. Right now, Issa has two guys down. Hopefully, those are just cramps.
Yeah, two Lumberjack players down with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is Mosney 21, Wausau East 7. We'll have a 30-second break and be right back here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams, so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Seconds to go in the third quarter. It is 21-7.
And the Aces are up 54.
And to go, Mosney 21, Wausau 7. And to go tonight in Merrill. Merrill, they've had some weather delays as well this evening. And Merrill leads Antigo by a score of 29-0. My reporter did not really indicate where the game is being in terms of quarters at this point, but it's 29-0 Merrill. Over
that was an award-winning.
Award-winning.
He said that for you.
I know.
You know.
Well, I won awards.
That's why.
The guys who try hard award.
on there.
But clock is now rolling again. It looks like Mosney is willing to let the final seconds tick off and let the final seconds go in the third quarter. So a third quarter where Mosney adds to their lead, a touchdown and a two-point conversion, and they will take a 21-7 advantage into the fourth quarter. We'll take a one-minute break and be right back. This is Wausau East High School Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to bring a little touch of Vegas to the neighborhood? On October 18th from 2 to 8 p.m., the annual Pub Crawl Bingo invites guests to join the fun at Catlin Street Pub, Matt's 101 Pub, LT Club, and Chatterbox Bar. It promises an afternoon packed with drinks, prizes, and a bit of Sin City sparkle, all in support of St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Early registration is just $10 at any participating bar. Don't miss the excitement. It's bingo, it's a crawl, it's Vegas right at home.
From industrial coatings to containment systems, Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, proudly based in Wausau, offers customized solutions to fit your exact needs. Whether you're working on new construction or updating an existing space, our experienced team is here to handle all your painting projects with care and quality. Looking for tough, long-lasting floors? Our epoxy and urethane flooring systems are a great fit for garages, machine shops, aircraft hangars, and heavy-duty industrial areas. At Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, we believe in doing the job right and putting our customers first. Every time. Visit northlandpainting.net to learn more and get in touch with our friendly local team. We'd love to work with you.
Start of the fourth quarter here from Mosinee. It is Mosinee 21, Wausau 7. Mosinee has a first down and 10 from the Lumberjack 35-yard line. Mosinee going from left to right here in the fourth quarter. Treve Stoffel in the short pistol takes the snap. It's a handoff, right-hand side, trying to turn it upfield. Cutback, nice cutback to the 30, and brought down to the 27-yard line is Jarek Seeger. Seeger having himself a nice night, has a couple of touchdown receptions, and has added a couple of good runs here in the second half. And another solid first down gain for Mosinee.
Stretching the field out, they did a good job. Deshaun Williams did a good job of trying to stretch that out, and he cut back, and there just wasn't the pursuit coming from the backside to make that tackle a little sooner.
11:25 to go in the game. Again, it's turned into a nice late evening here in Mosinee. Glad you could stay up with us for high school football here on Wausau's only radio home for high school play-by-play, 98.9 WXCO. Second and two, it'll be a quarterback keeper. Left-hand side, getting the first down again is Treve Stoffel, and he'll be brought down at about the 20-yard line. Another tackle by Williams. Tayshawn Williams, the senior, but again, a 7-yard gain. And right now, very methodical is Mosinee, and there's real great patience with the football for Stoffel when he runs it. He does not really force it. He kind of waits for a play to develop.
No, he gets, there's 4 or 5 yards before he's touched. They're doing a good job of getting more blockers to the point of attack than East has.
142 yards on 16 carries for Treve Stoffel. First and 10 from the East 20. Stoffel takes the snap. Stoffel, fake handoff. Swing on the right-hand side. It is incomplete. Thrown a little bit behind his intended target on the right-hand side. That was Alex Stepke. It will be second down. 15 pass attempts, 16 rush attempts for Treve Stoffel here tonight.
That was close to being
very close.
I mean, it's closer than, like, I felt like I was the only one thinking that it might have been behind behind the quarterback.
Well, the thing was that the official made such a very quick and early whistle, so he felt like it would have been I didn't feel as though I was in the right mind space to second guess that one.
Correct. I'm not saying it is.
I know what you're saying, though. Looking to throw, it's a screen pass. Left hand side, there's room to run. 20 to the 15 to the 10. And falling double forward to the 6-yard line, Carter Fondre. Boy, well designed and well executed screen to the left hand side to Carter Fondre. And he'll pick up 14 yards and a first down.
Yep, the D end and the D tackles from the left side really came back hard, and they set the screen up nicely on that backside, and there's a lot of room there to run.
This feels as though Mosinee's really established some offensive momentum in the last couple of series.
Definitely, like some wise man once said to me, that they definitely have good tempo right now.
Exactly right. Two receivers right, one to the left. Now milking a little of the play clock is Stoffel. He'll take the snap. It is a handoff. Fondre trying to push forward. Gets inside the 5 to about the 3 before he stood up by two or three white jerseys to our right. I was gonna steal a little information from the PA guy, but he saw the same thing that I saw. Number of white jerseys in the middle. It'll be second down and goal. And the ball is marked at the 2-yard line.
And I can't say enough good things, I guess, about Mosinee's line right now. Sometimes those linemen are but in this offense, you need a good offensive line, and they have a real good offensive line.
9 minutes to go in the game. Again, a methodical, time-consuming drive here for Mosinee as they look to extend a 21-7 lead. Again, just milking a little play clock as Treve Stoffel now starts the count. There's the handoff, and trying to plow forward again is Fondre, and he'll be short of the goal line. Stopped about half a yard short of the goal line. So now it'll be third down and goal.
The 2-foot line.
Well, if you're going to get a goal line stand, right now is the time for Wausau East. Being a two-score game as we have 8.5 minutes to go, need a big defensive stop right here.
Do you just hammer it home like you have been with the fullback, or do you put one in the, his gut and take it out, and he'll probably walk it in?
I'm guessing that maybe this time we're going to see Treve stop. Oh, he gets hit. And he bounces off the tackler and gets into the end zone. Oh, that was such good work in the middle of the defensive front by Wausau East. They pushed Stoffel back, but he kept his feet and then moved to the right-hand side and dove over the goal line for the touchdown.
Boy, they did a great job in there. They got him actually to go backwards. If they had somebody there coming from that side, that would have been a yard or two loss.
Yeah, that was really good push up front by Wausau East. But, again, it's a player that kept the play going and ultimately gets rewarded with the touchdown. Extra point coming up for Gus Miller. Kick is up, and the kick is good.
Extra point is good.
8 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It is now Mosinee with a 28-7 lead over Wausau East. Kickoff coming up in 1 minute, in 30 seconds. This is Wausau East football on 98.9 WXCO.
Craving flavor, fun, and a little hometown flair? Welcome to the Mill Yard, Wausau's hottest country bar and grill since 2023. We've been serving up legendary fish fry Fridays, mouth-watering roasted chicken, juicy signature burgers, and can't-miss daily specials. It's more than food, it's an experience. Play darts, hit the jukebox, or catch the game with a cold one in hand. The Mill Yard, where heart, hustle, and hometown hospitality come together. Open daily at 11 a.m., just north of Wausau on County Road W. The Mill Yard. Come join the party.
Yes. 8 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Mosinee now leads 28-7. Gus Miller getting set to kick it away for Mosinee. Another squib kick. He'll be smothered right at the 30-yard line. It's going down and doing a nice job of smothering it was Trevor Kell for Wausau East. That's where the Lumberjacks will begin first and 10.
Here you want to make a, again, you want to go here, get that first down and start going in the positive direction here and try to punch one in here. You're not worried about just this game. You're worried about the next four games for them, so you want to get that momentum going.
Last drive was a solid drive. It just unfortunately came to an end too soon, but they did move the ball effectively both through the air and on the ground. Five receiver set, looking to throw. Oh, and there it's picked off. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Carter Fondre. Carter Fondre stepped right in front of that pass, grabbed it at the 30, takes it in for the score, and it's now 34-7. Well, Carter Fondre's having himself a nice evening for Mosinee.
Yes, he is. And, East is I saw one or two guys, new guys on the offensive line again. They're trying to find the right combination. And I thought that time he actually had a little more time. And he just, when you start getting used to that pressure coming all the time, this is what happens.
So another PAT attempt coming up for Gus Miller. Holder is Braden Reinke for Mosinee. There's the snap. Hold is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 8:03 to go in the game. It is Mosinee 35, Wausau East 7. Kickoff coming up in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO. East 7.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Back here in Mosinee, 8:03 to go in the fourth. Mosinee 35, Wausau East 7. Jacks getting set to return. Another squib kick. Takes a big hop, and this time up to the 35, and then very trying to take a knee, but still taking the shot, and I don't think very happy about it for Mosinee. As getting back to his feet is Trevor Kell, but decent field position here for the Jacks. Look, he was giving himself up, and again, that's a close play. It's sometimes hard, but I thought that was very close to being a flag.
And when Mosinee's coming, they're coming. they get down there very quickly, and so it's a close kneel.
So Lumberjacks back to the line of scrimmage. Football on the left-hand hash. Two receivers left, two to the right. Xander Klein takes the snap, hand off to the deep man, looking for room as he installed. Makes another little cut, but he'll be stacked up at about the 37-yard line. He installed 15 carries, 82 yards on the evening, and he was banged up this week. He was actually not even practicing yesterday, and he's come out here and done a nice job.
Yeah, he's a real good back, and he makes guys miss. He never goes down after that first tackle. He obviously, I think Coach was talking about right there, looking at taking him out, and he wants to stay in there.
Over 100 yards of total offense, 82 on the ground, and then 34 more through the air. There's the snap, handoff again, and this time getting wrapped up as he tried to get the left-hand side with Ian Staub, as Mitchell Micklin came in there and wrapped him up for a loss of two.
And then now he's coming out. Sometimes you got to take, as a coach, you got to protect your own players. You got to look for the long term instead of the short term, and I think that's what Coach Kramer's doing right now.
And also a new quarterback for Wausau East is Cameron Rye, a sophomore who Lumberjacks are very, very high on in terms of his ability to grow into this role. Just a sophomore back up this season, and I think they expect him to be a contributor in the next couple of years. There is the snap, and looking to throw is Rye. Now he's firing it down the right-hand side. He's got a man. It's off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Tayshawn Williams, back at the 35-yard line in Mosinee territory.
Really good pass. I mean, he laid it out there beautifully, 30 yards about, and on the rollout, and he stepped into it and was about to take a hit and looked it right down the middle and threw a nice ball.
And that's, again, I was at practice earlier in the season as well and was talking about their quarterbacks with the coaches, and they really think he throws a nice ball. He carries himself in a way where sometimes the quarterback can be sort of those multifaceted, you know, athletes. This is a young man who I think is a quarterback. They're saying that he's a guy that they really think they're very excited about, and to get some varsity opportunities here as a sophomore is something that I think is going to be very helpful to him and very helpful to the program as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, you got Xander Klein.
He's done a nice, and he's only a junior.
Yeah. So you got some guys to work and put themselves in position to try to fight for certain positions and playing time, and iron sharpens iron, and that's what you want.
And Klein, boy, I mean, it's one of those nights it's hard, but boy, he's going to take a lot out of this when you play really good competition like tonight.
Yeah, well, right now you just want to get through these next 6:38, and then you flush it tomorrow, and you get ready for your next game.
Punt situation now for the Lumberjacks. Fourth down and 10. There's the snap. Here comes the punt, and it's off the side of the foot. gets a little east roll but goes out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Tayshawn Williams, the punter for Wausau East. So Mosinee will take over in good field position with 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 35-7 lead for Mosinee. Thanks to our sponsors, including the Callan Street Pub, also Northland Painting, The Mill Yard, and Sun Printing. Again, terrific supporters of our broadcast tonight of Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
And you start playing, I mean, you know, like Coach said before the game, you got four games after this. I mean, including tonight was against a real good opponent, but you got four games you feel you can win from here on out after this. And, you know, you start the playoff push, you know, tomorrow after you watch the film and you get a weekend to regroup and get some of these guys back healthy, hopefully. And you get ready for Medford. That's the way you got to look at it, and I'm sure that's where their coaching staff is going to look at this. You know, sometimes you run into a buzzsaw that and Mosinee and Stoffel is a tremendous player.
Looking ahead to the next 3 weeks, we will have Wausau East football here on 98.9 WXCO next Friday at Tom Field against the Medford Raiders, and then back-to-back Saturday games. Used to have Saturday games for Newman, but you guys don't do that anymore.
So, back-to-back after?
They're at Merrill on October the 4th, and then at home versus Lakeland on October the 11th. So, yep, next Friday, home against Medford, then at Merrill on Saturday the 4th, Saturday the 11th, home versus Lakeland, then they'll wrap it up on Friday night, the 17th of October, at Tom Field against Antigo. And one thing that you look at the next four games, three of which are at Tom Field, and that's always a good thing.
It's huge.
So now first and 10 for Mosinee at their own 46-yard line.
The Mosinee Basketball Booster Club.
Make an announcement. They were saying Saturday morning. I thought, hey, they're going to promote the Sully's College football page. I guess no, they didn't.
They didn't do it. You can listen to Sully's College football page just before
kickoff of the Badgers. You know, if you're watching the Badgers on Saturday, just get ready for the game from 9 to 11 with Sully's College football page.
Another timeout here?
What do we say? They can't take them home. So we're going to take a quick timeout ourselves with 6:30 to go. 35-7, Mosinee over Wausau East. This is Lumberjack football on 98.9 WXCO.
Since 1981, Lotno's has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lotno's is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room, a great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lotno's, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
So now we're ready to go. First and 10 for Mosinee at their own 46-yard line. 35-7 lead for Mosinee over Wausau East.
Got a lot of new faces.
And we got a new quarterback here for Mosinee. There's the snap. It is a miscommunication in the backfield. Yep, you got a lot of new faces out there. And at quarterback for Mosinee, turning one way, his running back was going the other. As that was number one, Braden Reinke. And it's a loss of about 5 yards on the play. But, you know, that happens so often when you make those wholesale substitutions.
Correct. And you got a new line in there. And that's kind of, with this offense, that stuff's going to happen.
When you do it, I don't see you that understanding when something like that happens.
I'm not.
Second and 15 now for Mosinee at their own 41-yard line. There's the snap, pitch out, right-hand side, trying to get to the corner, and cutting back towards the 45 and falling to the 46 back near the original line of scrimmage. That is, again, a number not on my roster, so we've had a couple of those here tonight. We'll listen and see.
Miles Mallory came over and made the play.
And he's still out there.
Harris on the carry. Gain of 5, makes it 3rd and 10.
You know.
He was help with the play, I should say.
Yeah. now it's just Harris. It sounded to me like a made-up name. It's like, you got to say somebody's name. No. You don't have to say somebody's name. I don't know. But now 3rd down and 10 for Mosinee. Ball at their own 46-yard line. Again at quarterback, Braden Reinke. He'll start the count in the pistol. Takes the snap. It's a handoff. Left-hand side, Savakis. He'll try to get to the corner, 45 to the 50, and into East territory, and gets the first down to the Wausau East 43-yard line. We've seen Savakis on the punt returns here tonight. And that time, the flanker sweep to the left-hand side. He got there very quickly and picks up 10 yards on the first down.
And Camden Rye was in on that tackle for Wausau East. And did a good job coming all the way over from the left side safety to make the tackle on the right side. Only problem with that usually is that it's usually a bigger gain when you have that happen.
It's interesting to see, again, you mentioned the number of new players out there. You see a lot of clean uniforms. That's not going to stay the same now for the next 4 minutes because these guys are going to, on this wet turf yet, in a natural grass turf, you're going to see some grass stains for all these guys. There's the snap, handoff. That's Harris, 40. And Harris brought down at the 38-yard line, a 5-yard pickup.
Tackled by Reed Bodeheimer for Wausau East. Filled the hole nicely. That looked like he was going to spring even more to the left side there, but he comes in and makes a nice tackle for him.
Absolutely.
It's good to see these guys getting tackles and different guys getting carries and things like that. And
Reed Bodeheimer is a junior. They got a lot of juniors on this Wausau East roster. And it's always a good thing because as coaches, the good thing is they become seniors.
You have them for another year.
That's, exactly. They're getting great experience. Second down and 5 now for Mosinee. Braden Reinke, again, the quarterback, takes the snap. It's a handoff to Harris, left-hand side, gets to the corner, inside the 35 to the 30, and run out of bounds, and he'll get a first down. Pick up of about 8 yards on that play as Harris again takes it to the off left tackle. They'll mark him out at the 31, so call it a 7-yard pickup on the run.
Who are you saying is running the ball?
Harris.
No, Harris is out. He was.
Well, I'm just listening to the PA guy because 30's not on the roster. There's no 30 on
maybe
the roster.
Maybe there's another Harris.
I don't know. That's all. I'm taking the they've been very nice to us here in Mosinee.
So we're just gonna make believe. We're just gonna go with it, huh?
That's what I was saying before. You weren't listening to me
I wasn't.
When I was talking about the make it sound like it was a made up name.
Yes, I did hear that.
Okay, so you weren't really paying that close attention to it, were you? First and 10 from the East 31. There's again, sweep to the right-hand side, trying to get to the corner, Parker Schimmel. Schimmel then slips, but keeps his feet at the 25 and falls forward to about the 22 yards. 9-yard gain for Parker Schimmel, Jr., 5'11", 165-yard pounder. Cameron Rye, who we talked about as the second-string quarterback this offseason, gets credit for that tackle as well.
You know, the one thing I do know with Mosinee here is they're running their offense, and these running backs all run the same way. Their fullback runs hard in the middle there, and their wing backs on that sweep, they run hard, they're quick, and they get to the edge. Same type of as their first team guys.
Second and 1 from the 22-yard line in Lumberjack territory. A minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. 35-7, Mosinee with the lead. There's the snap. Flag is thrown, handoff to Harris. And Harris will be wrapped up, but keeps the feet pumping. And now a big scrum as both the purple jerseys and white jerseys all getting together, pushing forward. It's finally down at about the 15-yard line is Harris. That will be a gain of 7, depending on the penalty. Flag thrown on the far side near the 25-yard line. It will be a legal procedure on Mosinee. So wipe that away.
Which is a penalty you see a lot when you start getting subs. And with that offense, and the timing and things like that, just off a little bit.
They're asking them to move the clock, and there it goes. Minute 22 to go. Second down and 6 now for Mosinee. For Mosinee, looking ahead for them as they will go to 2-1 in the GNC and 3-2 overall as they try to work their way back in the conference race. They will be next in action against Tomahawk next week on the road. So big one coming up for Mosinee next week. There's the snap. Harris on the left-hand side. He'll be wrapped up for a loss on the play. Is breaking in very quickly for Wausau East. Malcolm McEchen, sophomore defensive lineman. And that will be a loss of about 3 on the play. And a timeout will be called with 53 seconds to go.
His helmet fell off, okay. So they got to bring him off. So they'll start that back up.
And now the clock is moving. Third down and 8 coming up. Could be the final play of the game. As Mozeny taking their time, letting the play clock milk down. Stick around. We'll have our post game. We'll wrap up the stats of this one. Down to 30 seconds to go, and Mozeny will have to snap it one more time. Braden Reinke in the pistol. And he'll take a knee. I have learned that is team rushing.
Team rushing, yes. Don't put that in the stats.
There you go. Well, it's got to be on the team stats.
I mean, yeah, don't put it on individual, I'm saying.
I'm still going to do that. So. Final play of the game as Mozeny improves to 3-2 overall, 2-1 in the Great Northern Conference, defeating Wausau East, who is now 1-4 overall and 0-3 in the league, 35-7. We'll take a timeout, come back with our postgame show coming up. This is Wausau East High School Football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Are you in the game for more than your ordinary shopping experience? Visit Grand Ave Artifactory at 2312 Grand Avenue on Wausau's southeast side, where yesterday's style meets today's creativity, featuring antique and vintage treasures, upcycled and handcrafted items, and local products. You're sure to score big with unique finds. Discover something special and support local. Grand Ave Artifactory proudly supports Wausau East Athletics.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Chad Holmes and Paul Micklick back here from Mosinee, where the Mosinee Indians defeat the Wausau East Lumberjacks by a score of 35-7. Let's go through the numbers of this one for Wausau East. 16 carries, 80 yards, and a touchdown for Ian Stahl. Xander Klein, 5 attempts for negative 8 yards. Caden Meverden had 1 attempt for negative 4 yards. And Aiden Kildy had 2 rushes for 11 yards. Xander Klein was 11 of 21 for 92 yards and 3 interceptions. Cameron Rye was 0 for 1 for 0 yards. We had 3 catches for 34 yards for Ian Stahl. 3 catches, 22 yards for Caden Meverden. 2 catches for Tanner Kostrowski for 22 yards. Aiden Kildy had a catch for 13 yards. Henry Maas, 1 catch for 0 yards. 79 yards on the ground, 92 through the air, 171 yards of total offense tonight for Wausau East. For Mosinee, 17 carries, 143 yards for quarterback Treve Stoffel. 8 attempts for 37 yards for Carter Fondre. Landon Tim had 3 attempts for 13 yards before he left with an injury in the first half. Also, 1 carry for 10 yards for Omar Ingram. Jarek Seeger had 2 carries for 17 yards. Braden Reinke had 2 attempts for negative 8 yards. Harris had 4 attempts for 15 yards. And also, Parker Schimmel had 1 attempt for 9 yards. Jarek Seeger had 3 catches, 43 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Mitchell Micklick had 2 catches, 24 yards, and a touchdown. Carter Fondre had 1 catch for 14 yards, and Alex Stepke had 1 catch for 11 yards for Mosinee. 7 of 16 passing for 92 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Treve Stoffel. 242 yards on the ground, 92 through the air, 334 yards of total offense for Mosinee here tonight. So 35-7 Mosinee over Wausau East. Paul Micklick, your thoughts on what we saw here tonight?
East, you know, I thought they played a real good first half, and they just couldn't get anything going there in the second half. It's one of those things where I think Mosinee has been getting better as the year has gone on. They lost a tough one they probably thought they should have had last week, and they kind of just ran into it, and then you have an hour and a half delay tonight, and it was a perfect storm, so to speak, for Mosinee, and the really good team, and East just ran into it at a bad time. Again, East, you get tomorrow, you wake up, You watch this. You try to make the mistakes. The key thing is for them, and I don't know, and you don't know it as much as any. You know, we're not in that locker room, but right. they gotta make sure they get healthy. And when they're healthy, they're a dangerous team. But when you're missing two, three, four, or five pieces as the game went on here, suddenly you're not as good offensively or defensively. So hopefully this extra day gets those guys a little more healthy, and they can come back and basically start their playoff run, so to speak, next week. I mean, that's the reality of it. They got to start stacking some victories here going forward, and I'm sure they will.
For Mosinee, it's a fun senior night. In fact, we see down below us the seniors enjoying it. Late senior night. Hey, got to get some sleep and get back ready for school tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the way, you better not be crabby tomorrow morning early when you come in for your segments, because only one of us can be crabby.
It's all positive tomorrow, baby. It's all
there
positive.
There you go. Yep. So join us tomorrow during Mornings with Pat Wrightlow during our WXCO Morning Report segments. Paul Micklick will be with us. And have you you still want 722? You want to go at 752 now?
722.
Okay. We'll have him at 722 tomorrow morning. So make sure you tune in right here on 98.9 WXCO. And also make sure you tune in tomorrow night for a pair of football games here on Wausau's only radio home for high school play-by-play. Wausau West at home at Tom Field takes on Wisconsin Rapids. 6:35 airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. And on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, McCathic, a significant game in the CW8. They will travel to Marion Tigerton. Tom Weaver will have the call to that one. 6:40 for the airtime. Again, live on the Sports 2 stream, WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, and also on tape delay following the West game on 98.9 WXCO. Next Friday, Wausau East back in action, taking on the Medford Raiders at Tom Field. And again, you can catch the action right here on 98.9 WXCO. Well, Paul Micklick, thank you again for coming on over. I know it's you had practice and you were able to come on over, and really appreciate it. To the broadcast.
It's always enjoyable to watch football and watch two good local teams. So I appreciate you having and get the mind off of the game for a little bit.
And it's better now. We don't have to drive back like we did from Westby. A little shorter drive after that, and don't have to worry about the deer. Well, I shouldn't say that. You may have to still worry about the deer.
Yeah, let's not jinx it, all right?
Yeah, but thanks again, and Paul Micklick, I'm Chad Holmes, 35-7 Mosinee over Wausau East. Thanks for joining us for Wausau East High School Football on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau East High School Football on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East Football has been brought to you by Grand Ave Artifactory, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Sun Printing, Lobnose Sports Bar, Compass Properties, The Mill Yard, and Northland Painting and Coatings. Thanks for joining us for Wausau East High School Football on 98.9 WXCO.
I realize the president doesn't think about his legacy at all. Other people out there who are joining this attorney general and doing these kinds of things, the others, whether it's the Health and Human Services Secretary, Homeland Security, there is a time when the history of this time will be written. Where will you be? What side of history will you be on in government and also then outside government? That's the question you ask every single day on this program.
Well, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor said during a recent decision, she said, I hear some of these arguments coming out from some of the Trump administration lawyers, and I wonder, where did they go to law school?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She says again just yesterday, she's in New York, and she says that if in fact you're advocating for some of these things, I don't know. I wonder out loud. Every time I listen to a lawyer-trained representative saying we should criminalize free speech in some way, I think to myself, that law school failed.
Yeah.
That's one of many things that she says, right? And so, again, here's where you're right. Write to the dean of the law school who is people who are saying these things and ask for a statement of whether or not you, dean, whoever that is, endorse what your graduate has said on the record in court or, frankly, in the media somewhere. Is this what you're teaching at fill in the blank law school? Ask that question. Be a part of that advocacy too. Isn't that an important part of what we do?
I'm also going to say this too, that, you know, when the time comes to write the history of all of the things that have happened over the past year or so, 10 years, actually, I should say, there will be the attempts to whitewash it, to sanewash it, yes, to redirect the to all the quote good things, as we are going to see with this history. The country has a history of doing with just the Civil War and statues and naming things after dead traitors and the Smithsonian. Where will you be on the side of true history, yes, to say this is not what happened? These are the things these individuals said and did to suffocate our democracy, to benefit their pockets and their power. That is the ultimate. That is the ultimate mission, I think, and that we should have as an informed electorate, is that when the history books are also written, not just at the ballot box to cast our vote, but when they're trying to write these stories, we stand up and say no.
855-752-4842. Dean from Wausau is on the line. Good morning, Dean. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm just, you know, everything that Trump has done over the years, I've always thought that cooler heads would prevail and things were going to even out. But this most recent thing with the FCC's threatening of Jimmy Kimmel, this is how democracy dies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is, I'm actually frightened now. I'm not, for me, I'm old enough where I'll probably not live to see it go the full length, but I'm afraid for my children. They're both members of marginalized communities because of their sexuality, and I just think, welcome to the American oligarchy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really appreciate it, Dean. Thank you so much. Thank you for checking in and taking the time to make a call.
Yes.
And yeah, it's frightening. I'm with you. I'm 65. I'll be dead, you know, but I am genuinely concerned for what is to come, because we are following the playbooks of Viktor Orban in Hungary. Mm-hmm. He took over the universities first, and all the universities capitulated. And the next thing he did was take over the media. And that is dangerous for all of us.
Yep.
All of us.
Yeah.
And I'm not a mathematician, Jane and Greg, you know, but we're 8 months into this. There are 40 more months of this. And so if it is denigrated this quickly, this fast, again, we've got elections in about 12, 14 months or so, but we've got 40 more months of this. What is going to happen in the immediate future while we're still here? As you've said, we have an obligation to push back.
Jim Santel, join him Saturdays at the fabulous show, Amicus Law Review 9 to 11. Thanks so much, Jim. We'll see you next week. We have news coming up next. Stay with us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Los Angeles, ABC is facing harsh public backlash for yanking Jimmy Kimmel from late-night TV. KNX reporter Craig Figner has more.
A few hundred protesters picketed ABC's studios in Burbank. They're angry over the network's decision to indefinitely remove Jimmy Kimmel Live from the programming schedule.
Many dominoes will fall that will lead us into a full-blown authoritarian dictatorship.
They're being used as a cudgel for Trump to get what he wants. And they should have nothing to do with what a comedian says in a late night talk.
They're vowing this protest is just the first of many to follow. Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Trump has been asked by reporters if he's going to ask FCC Chairman Brendan Carr to weigh in on other late night hosts that he has asked to be taken off the air. Trump says when it comes to taking broadcast licenses away,